Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Hello, Gary. What's on the agenda today?
Well, hey, Lori, you know, we talk about different topics all the time, and I want to go back to something that we've presented at some of our seminars, because it's some of the things that we help people think about. It's the seven common mistakes that many retirees make with their finances, because retirement is a whole change of life. You know, there's all kinds of things that you think you want your retirement to be, and that's great. Years ago, I was plundering in my dad's stereo cabinet, and I found a record by a guy named Earl Nightingale. And this record was recorded in 1956, 2 years after I was born. I think I was about 12 when I found it, 12 or 13. And I listened to it, and for me, it's had the most important impact of my life of anything I've ever read, other than the scriptures that I try to remember from the Bible, which I can't memorize, you know.
Okay.
And it was called The Strangest Secret. Do you have any idea what the strangest secret in life is?
The strangest secret.
The strangest secret.
Tell us more.
Ha. It's so simple, but nobody would think about it. We become what we think about most. We become what we think about most. Think about, I watched the national championship with Georgia and whoever they played. I'm a good Southerner. Anyway, they were asking the Georgia quarterback after the game things that had inspired him to take that road to get to be their quarterback, and it was not an easy road. But he said, I told my parents when I was 4 years old I was going to be the quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Wow.
When he was 4 years old. And that's what he thought about all his life. Think about sports figures. Tiger Woods. At an early age, his father instilled golf, but that's what he thought about all his life.
Mm-hmm.
People that have any vocation in life, the ones that really get to the top are the ones that say, well, that's what I've always thought about. So we become what we think about most. People that seem to be charmed in life are charmed in life because they focus, and everybody hates this word, mentally, unconsciously, they've set a goal that they're going to think about all their life. So in retirement, we try to help people raise their awareness of things they ought to think about. So these seven common mistakes are things that over the last 15, 20 years, we've heard from people, and they're not the only ones you need to think about. But, you know, I thought it'd be interesting to just talk about some of these this morning. Mistake number one, focusing on the wrong things. You may be focusing on trying to time the market or keeping an investment you don't understand and paying its fees. You may be concerned with risking your savings instead of protecting your principal. You know, if you've listened to me on this show any time in the last couple of years, one of the things I've said from Warren Buffett is rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two,
never
forget
money.
Rule number one.
Okay.
And you know, there's all kinds of things like that you hear, but never lose money. And just like I said last week, why do you want to make up ground that you've already, why do you want to recover ground you've already made up? If I walked from downtown Fairhope to the pier just to go see the sunset, and all of a sudden I was halfway back uptown, I got to walk all the way back just to get to where I was. Your money is the same way. When you have your money in something, a vehicle, where you lose part of it, you got to get back to where you were just to be where you were. Well, who wants to have to worry about getting back to where they were? I always want to be moving forward. And here's a common mistake. We all like to talk to our friends about how their investments are going. You know, we all hate to admit failure. So generally, your friends are going to tell them, I've made great investments, but they're not investment advisors. I'm not a registered investment advisor. So you know, don't just go listen to what other people are saying. Actually find someone that can help you. We help people plan their retirement and protect their money so that they never have to worry about covering the same ground twice.
And we offer a complimentary consultation to help them do that. Simply by saying you've heard the radio program and you'd like to take advantage of the offer. So pick up the phone and call, even if you're listening on the weekend, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Or leave us a message on our website, relaxretire.com. Or you can send me an email, gary@relaxretire.com.
gary@relaxretire.com.
Yes, and we'll help you set up that meeting. It could be as simple as a 15-20 minute discovery call on the phone where you don't have to worry about coming in. It could be a full-blown hour with myself and my staff talking about where you have saved money, how you've saved it, and more importantly, what you want to do with it when you retire. And that meeting can be in person. It can be a Zoom meeting. Whatever is most convenient for you. The important thing is make that call and set an appointment to let us talk with you about how you want to retire. We call it Retire Your Way. When you think about retirement, it's a challenging balance of perceptions and reality. What retirees want, number one, is sustainable, predictable income. Because we've kind of had that when we've been working. We've always, probably most of us, had a job for a long period of time, and we depend on that income every week or every month or biweekly. In terms of retirement, we always want to make sure that that money is growing. If you're putting away 5% of your money for retirement, there's no way you can generate enough money to pay your bills in retirement if that's all you're putting away. The cost of living is just too high, and there are too many other factors to consider. So it's important for retirees to still be able to have some growth when they retire in their money. And again, protection from losses. Protection from losses, if I said nothing but protection from losses 20 times on a radio show, I'm giving you the best advice I could ever give you. Never lose money. What retirees have in retirement are pensions, 401ks, IRAs, we have Social Security and Medicare, and we have the other assets. And these are the things that are guaranteeing us that we can afford to live the lifestyle we want. So it's important to think about all those things. Second most general mistake people make in retirement is investing just like you're still working. You wouldn't believe the number of people that come in to visit us and they're in their 60s and 70s and 100% of their money is in the market. Well, I'm not saying the market's a bad place, but the market goes up and down. And if the market goes down when you need to pull the money out, you got a problem. When you're working, your money grows in the world of risk for growth. You have to take some risk to generate enough growth to be able to generate enough money to pay for yourself to live for, 20, 30, 30, 40 years? We're living, a lot of us, to 80 and 90. Many, many more people are living to 100 today than lived before. So you've got to stretch your money over a much longer period of time. Well, instead of risk and growth, in retirement, your money lives in the world of withdrawals for life. When I retired, I sat with a financial advisor and I said, hey, this is all the money I've saved all my life, and I've got to make it last the rest of my life. It's the same thing that people tell me almost every time they come in and sit down for a consultation with us. This is all of my money, and I don't want to lose it. So when you're in retirement, you have to change your perception from risk and growth to safety and preservation. You can't afford losses in retirement because you're already making withdrawals, which is drawing your money down, but then you put a loss on top of that. Now your money's going down even faster, and the possibility of running out of money before you run out of life goes way up.
You offer a complimentary risk analysis, don't you?
We do. We go through a whole list of things that we ask people, even starting with things as simple as, do you have a will? Do you have powers of attorney? Do you have health care directives? Because these are things that affect the family that would be around when you're not around to take care of them. So that's general things. But then we do talk about, how have you saved your money? Where have you saved your money? Have you put it all in tax-deferred vehicles? Or have you put it in some vehicles where later on in life you don't have to worry about what your tax rate is?
But you have a formula and the risk analysis.
We do.
So that you can ask people, you know, how comfortable are you? How much do you want to risk?
And exactly.
You've said it's surprising to see people are risking more than they think.
People come in with 100% of their money directly invested in the stock market. And I've made lots of money in the stock market. I've lost lots of money in the stock market. I don't remember if I told you this story last time. I'll tell you what, let's get our numbers in here and I'll tell you this story.
Yes, because I think it's important for folks to call and ask about your products where they participate in the market gains, but not in the losses. There's
exactly.
No risk. So we encourage folks to pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services and take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, I know I've said this before and I've said it recently. Many people are getting calls or have been getting calls saying, yes, I understand your financial vehicle has gone down in value. An average this year is anywhere from 16 to 20%. I've not made one phone call to tell a client they've lost a penny in the strategies we use. Because in the strategies we use, when the market is up, you participate in part of those market gains. When the market is down, you participate in none of those market losses. So you never have a loss, but when the market is up, you have the gain, not all the gain, but a portion of that gain. It, you know, volatility is with us, and volatility has been with us. Volatility was here early in the 2000s, in the crash of 2002, in the crash of 2008. In 2008, I was working for a major medical company that I'd been with for 20 years. And we were at a sales meeting. Every year, our investment guys would come in and tell us how much our 401ks had grown or how much they had made. And for years, those returns were, 8%, 12%, banner year, 17%. 2008, these gentlemen walked into our room, and there was a pall over the room because we knew what they were about to tell us. We'd been seeing it in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Our 401ks had lost 37% of their value.
Ouch.
Now, I forget how old I was. Let's see, 2008, I was mid-40s. The gentleman right next to me was 65, and he was retiring in 2 months. He had $1 million in his retirement account, and that year it had gone down to $630,000. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
But when you have $1 million and you lose $370,000.
That's what I meant, losing. That was losing a lot of money.
It was devastating. Yes. He looked at me and he said, I've already set up my retirement. I'm retiring. But now I've got to completely change my lifestyle because of how much money I'm going to have to spend over the rest of my life. So you can't afford that loss. You just absolutely, you can't afford a huge loss.
You don't have time to make it back.
That's it. It's time. When you're young, time is your best friend because you have time for the market to come back. But when you're 65 and you're making withdrawals, you don't have that same luxury of time. And it means that you might not be able to guarantee your basic needs. You know, the basic needs in retirement are essential things like automobiles, utility payments, health care, taxes, food, housing, different types of insurance that you have to maintain. These are things that don't change when you're in retirement. The cost of them is more likely to go up than it is to stay the same or go down. Now, things like discretionary expenses, hobbies, travel and leisure, dining out, college funding, those are things that you have a lot of discretion over. You can reduce those spending. You know, just personally, over the last year and a half, when gas went up to $4 a gallon, boy, I started planning my trips a lot better because gas is expensive. You know, gas has come down a little bit, but it's still not where it was when I was in college, 25 cents a gallon.
Inflation is one of the many reasons folks need to pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services to take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. Let's look at your retirement and see if your portfolio is the way it should be for your stage and your goals in life. Simply call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You're right about inflation. It is eating into our pockets. Last year, it ate in at almost 8.5%. So the other mistake number five, is not actually knowing what your costs are for maintaining your financial vehicles, whether it's a portfolio or another type of financial vehicles, or planning for taxes. These are important things. And if you don't sit down and really take a long look at how they're going to affect the amount of money that you're going to have available for paying your bills in retirement, that's what it comes down to. You can't not pay the light bill. You can't not pay your auto insurance bill. You can't not live and grow all your own food. Maybe some of you are great at that. But for most of us, we need to make that trip to the grocery store. And the grocery store does not accept a handshake for payments for food. So it's important. And that comes back to Warren Buffett's two rules. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. Now, obviously, we have to be a little bit flexible about that, but those two things have to be just burned into your brain when you're getting ready for retirement. Those are the kind of things that I talk to people about when they come in and sit down with us. We're not just worried about what's your return. That's one small part of your retirement planning. There's a whole list of other subjects that you really have to hone in all the time, because you're planning for retirement for 30 to 40 years. You know, we put money away to save for when we think we're going to get to that day that we're going to be able to say, hey, I don't have to get up in the morning. I don't have to get to that job. Some people take a second career. Some people have other things to do. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to be able to say, how do I want to retire? I want to retire my way. So quick review here. Risk that can threaten your retirement. Obviously, market losses. Market losses hurt you because losses hurt you more than gains help. When you have a loss, in order to get back to where you were, you're earning money on a lower amount of money that you had before. So if you lost 10%, you got to make more than 10% just to get back to where you were. So it's not an even equation of I just lost 16%. Well, if you make 16% up, you're not there. And you're not even factoring the amount of time that it takes to do it. In 2008, it took 4 years for the market to get back where it was. Imagine starting retirement with, let's say, $50,000 instead of $80,000, and you're pulling money out. You're pulling money out, which is not going to be a small amount, and you're trying to earn enough money back to get to where you were. Statistically, it's impossible.
There's the time factor again.
There's the time factor. So market losses hurt you more than gains help. Excessive fees. Know what you're paying. Most people come in and I say, well, what is it costing you to maintain this? Oh, I don't know. Well, how do you find it? It's hidden in there. It's not spelled out. I can tell you in the strategies I work with, I can tell you on day one what it's going to cost you every year forever that you maintain it. Now, there are some vehicles where we have no fees. There are some vehicles which have fees that after a certain period of time, maybe a decade, can go up, but that's your choice. We lay everything out because I want you to know exactly what it's going to cost you to make your money grow and exactly what you're going to get. So excessive and hidden fees, those are killers.
In your complimentary portfolio review and consultation, you'll help them find those fees.
Absolutely.
That's
we'll sit
part
down
of
and
your
help
analysis.
You look at it.
Yes. So we encourage all of our radio program listeners to pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to learn more. and book that appointment. Even if you're listening on the weekend, write the numbers down or leave a message. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And go to the website.
And relaxretired.com. It's there 24 hours a day. We're adding new information there. We can't have every bit of information for everybody, because everybody that walks into our office, everyone that attends our seminars, is a little bit different. I know people that, and I met someone just the other day that said, you know, I can afford to live on Social Security alone. That's a pretty frugal person. The average statistically for people for Social Security is Social Security should make up about 30-40% of the money that you'll need for retirement. So if you're, let's just use a simple number. If you're getting $10 from Social Security, you probably need about six times that amount of money to live. Now, that's a simple equation. So these three income destroyers, market losses, hidden fees, inflation, these are killers. And the Federal Reserve is doing their dead level best to try and get inflation down. It is starting to come down, but the most inflation that the Fed is willing to live with is about 2%. That's $2 per hundred. Every year your costs are going to go up. At $8 per hundred, almost nobody's going to be able to sustain that type of increase in cost every year. And I read something the other day. I don't have a crystal ball to know if this is true, but the source I was reading it from was one of the major banking institutions, and they're saying based on what they see, we're going to be dealing with higher inflation for at least 3 to 4 years. So that means your cost of a dozen eggs. I used to laugh with my wife about this because she said, Gary, what does a dozen eggs cost? I'm like, $2? I was in Publix. Ooh, I shouldn't have said a company's name. I was in the grocery store the other day. $5.60 for a dozen eggs.
And I've seen them higher.
Oh, yeah, if you buy organic or any of that, mm-hmm. I've heard people say $10 eggs. Holy cow. So it's important. You know, the Fed is doing its best to curb inflation. They're doing it by rising interest rates. It's what they have to control our money supply. Well, rising interest rates have been hurting companies because companies have had cheap money for years. Our interest rates have been so low, companies could expand, add new employees, do major plans for a low cost of borrowing. All of a sudden, those borrowing costs are going way, way up. And what does that mean? It means their profits are not as much. What happens when a company's profits go down? It obviously affects the company's value. And if you've got your money in company things like stocks, it's natural for those values to go down.
And their prices to go up.
Absolutely.
As far as what they're passing on to the consumer.
It's a horrible circle. So, you know, as if those weren't bad enough, here's a couple other real killers, and we help people manage these. If you start early enough, you can actually eliminate this next one I'm talking about. Maybe not 100%, but we can eliminate part of it. What's your favorite tax rate?
Zero.
Mine too. How would you like to pay zero on income tax on your money? It's possible. You have to start early, and there's a very specific vehicle you use to get there. Call me. Make an appointment to see me. I'll show you what that vehicle is.
Those numbers again for your complimentary consultation with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope are 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So, you know, if my favorite tax rate is zero, what's my next favorite tax rate? Anything above zero, but as low as it can be.
Yes.
We could spend a whole show talking about taxes. So there are four ways, and this may not be all of them, but there are four ways that your taxes could go up in retirement. You could move into a higher tax bracket. Your tax bracket could increase. Most people aren't, I hope people are aware of this. In 2026, our tax brackets are already scheduled to go up, to go back to the rates we had in 2017. It's written in the tax code. It was written in the tax law when they reduced our taxes in 2017, but there was an expiration date. And no political party has to take the blame for our taxes going up in 2017. It's already written in the law. You can look it up, Google it. Your tax rates are absolutely going to go back up to what they will go up if Congress does nothing. Congress is pretty good about doing nothing. But they could lower tax rates. But at the rate they're spending, I don't think anybody's going to feel like their tax rates are going to go down. Reduction in your deductions. People that have kids living in the house, when they move out, they lose that deduction, or you could be subject to new taxes. We're not tax accountants. We work with tax accountants for our clients to help them figure out what the best strategy is. For instance, think about your IRA. You look at a number in your IRA. Let's say your IRA has $500,000 in it. Do you have $500,000 in that IRA? If you've put it in on a tax-deferred basis, no. If you've got $500,000 in there and you're in a 24% tax bracket, you actually own $375,000 of that. The IRS owns $125,000. That's why all defined contribution plans that you put money in on a tax-deferred basis grow tax-deferred until you're 73, and then you got to start paying the IRS the tax on all that money.
Before we run out of time, quickly cover number 3 and 4. We run out of time.
In the tax?
Yes.
Reduction in tax deductions. This is terrible. Let's say you get divorced. You go back to single family.
I went through that when my son got out of college and got a job. I used to get a nice refund every year, and I owed money.
Yes. Here's a bad one. And this is something we don't control. Your spouse dies.
Yes.
You're filing jointly. You go back to married. You go back to single filing status, and the new taxes.
And you only get one Social Security.
Oh, you do. You lose a Social Security check. That's why in the strategies that we use, if we're using a strategy that gives you lifetime income, and you die, your spouse can continue that lifetime income for all of her life. So, these are things that we help people look at because. Retirement planning is not just about getting a return. Getting a return is easy if you pick the right stock. If you pick the wrong one, then you don't get a return. That's why we try to help people not lose money. You can afford to lose money when you're young because time lets you try to make it up. But when you're retired and you're trying to take money out and make up a loss at the same time, you may just not have enough time to ever get back to where you were.
You have products that participate in the market gains, but not in the losses.
Exactly.
And that's what we want people to pick up the phone about.
Come, let us talk to you. Let us sit down and give you an analysis of where you are, not just of what your money return on investment is, but where have you saved and what risks are you going to face when you get ready to retire?
Thank you, Gary Garner, insurance professional Gary Garner with Relax and Retire Financial Services. Those numbers again for a complimentary consultation are 625-1226 and toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on the same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine.
What about your retirement income strategy? Stock market has had a great run in the last few years, but is its current volatility making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your retirement income strategy is built to endure a financial storm?
Now is a great time to evaluate your strategy. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services at 251-625-1226. They'll examine your strategy and help you determine if it's in need of some weatherproofing. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services today at 625-1226 to schedule your no obligation strategy session.
Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 625-1226.
Firm offers insurance services.